This is Sam Walsh, and I'm sitting in the studio with Stephanie and Willem from SAS. You guys just got done playing a performance in our other studio. First of all, thank you guys so much for coming and playing for us. It really means a lot.
Thanks for having us.
Definitely. All right, so we've got some questions for you. First off is, where are you from, and what is it known for?
I'm from Minneapolis, so we're known for Radio K, the best radio station in the world. Among other things, no, I'm just kidding.
No, that's a perfect answer. We'll take that. William, where are you from, and what's it known for?
I'm from Madison, Wisconsin, and it's known for being a college town, which is
okay.
Why I left.
Fair enough.
Moved to a different college town.
Very true. Yeah, very cool. All right, so what was the first show you ever saw, and I'd like to know both the band and the venue.
Okay, for me, it was Tegan and Sarah when I was like 11 years old at the Quest, which no longer exists, but it was in like the little room that was above like the big room.
Gotcha. Well, that's a great first show, isn't that?
Yeah, it was really fun.
That's awesome. Willem, what was your first show?
It was at the baseball field in Madison, Willie Nelson and Bob Dylan with my dad.
You're kidding.
Yep.
Wow, how was that?
Oh, it was good. Yeah, we didn't stay to the end because... it got late and, you know, my dad got tired and I was a little kid and...
Oh, man.
I was like, man, it smells weird. And my dad said, let's go.
All right, we'll leave it at that then. That sounds like an amazing show. It really does. I've got another question for you, and it's who is the most iconic Minnesota musician or band? And before you answer, I've got some options for you. All right, so option A is Other. Option B is Prince, C is The Replacements, D, Suicide Commandos, and E, Judy Garland. I can go over those again if you'd like.
I'm going to go with A because Other is just like my favorite band. Even outside of the Minneapolis scene, like Other is just, wow, I love those guys.
What's your favorite thing about Other?
Just the barbershop quartet harmonies that they do, you know?
Dang, I totally know that's what you're really, talking about. Yeah. I can totally see why that's your favorite. Stephanie, what's your favorite, or who is your most, who do you think of when you think of Minnesota iconic people? And I've got the list as well, if you'd like me to go over it again.
I mean, I want to say Other, like Willem, those harmonies are beautiful. But I do have to say, Prince did bring out quite a few folk in a pretty monumental way that you can't really, if we're going by icon, that's got to be the one.
Sure. Well, I get it. I totally get it. All right. So next we've got a question from our listeners. And the question this week is, if you could tag along with a band and be a roadie for them on one tour or just on one stint, what band would it be?
For me, it would be Sleater-Kinney.
Mm. Very cool. Willem?
Oh, man, what a question. I really like, this is just dorky because I've even met a couple of them, but I really like the local band Waveless. I'd love to tag along and see all the weird spaces they play around the country.
Yeah, we just had them in our studio. They did a great performance. That would be really interesting to go tag along with them. All right, now let's talk about SAS for a little bit. How did SAS develop to the point where it is now? How did you guys start playing together?
Well, I was writing songs. I've been writing songs for a really long time and playing more like lead guitar in bands. And finally, I felt kind of comfortable like trying to start my own band with my songs. And first, I asked my friend Alex and... I just mentioned to Willem, like, when we met that I was starting a band, and he offered to play guitar. And, yeah, it just kind of developed pretty naturally.
That's very cool. It must have been weird to get to a point where you were like, all right, well, I want to start to do this on my own, you know? How did you make that leap from, or, like, was it just so gradual?
I think part of it is that I didn't know, like, who I would want to play with before I started playing in bands.
Sure.
But as you play in music, you, like, get to know other musicians, and you can, like, kind of think who you would want to play with, and then also just, like, gaining confidence in myself through playing shows.
Sure. Well, all right. That That's awesome. Let's talk about the future in SAS for a little bit. You guys have a show coming up on the 7th, which is a week from today, and that's celebrating the next release, right? Can you tell us a little bit about the you guys' next release?
It's four songs. We're making a tape, mm-hmm. and Dead Media is putting it out. We're like the first tape they've ever put out. It's a record store me and Willem both volunteer at. Really great place, honestly, if you want to go check it out.
Mm-hmm. For sure. Yeah, you've got the tape release this Saturday. Are you guys, I saw on your calendar that you've got some shows booked after that. Are you guys planning a big tour with this release, or are you just going to kind of play around Minneapolis?
So, yeah, we're playing around Minneapolis a bit. I'm booking right now a 3-week-long tour for us in January. We're going to go south and east. Just get out of the coldness of Minnesota for a while.
That's super exciting.
Also, right now we are almost done in the works of recording a like full length. So not even the thing that's coming out. It's almost done recording the next thing.
Really?
So we'll probably put out a music video and maybe another single or something from that full length before we go on tour. Just because I don't think releasing something at the end of the year is really the best idea.
Sure. Wow. Well, that's amazing. You guys have, it sounds like you guys have a lot coming up. That's really cool. All right. Well, I think we're going to wrap it up here and get back to our normally scheduled programming. You just heard SAS live in our studio. You can check them out online or at Real Life on October 7th at the Triple Rock. But for now, let's get back to the music right here on Radio K, Real College Radio.